Goal. Story by Peter Millett. Illustrated by Mel Chambers. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Nathan. Jeffrey and his friend Nathan raced towards the soccer pitch. Jeffrey looked worried. He was late for the game. Mr. Andrews, his coach, tapped his wrist like he was tapping a watch.
Sorry we're late, coach,
puffed Jeffrey.
That's okay,
grumbled Coach Andrews.
Get your boots on. We're playing in 2 minutes.
I need to tell you something important about my friend Nathan, coach,
said Jeffrey, pulling his boots on.
Well, hurry up. What is it?
Asked Coach Andrews, looking over at Nathan, who was doing up his boots.
Nathan is deaf,
replied Jeffrey.
He's what?
Bellowed Coach Andrews.
It won't be a problem. He's a really awesome player. You'll see,
Jeffrey said. Coach Andrews shook his head.
Jeffrey, why didn't you tell me that yesterday? I could have found someone else to play for us instead. A deaf player won't fit into our team.
Yes, he will,
said Jeffrey.
You don't need to be able to hear to play soccer.
Well, we'll see about that,
replied Coach Andrews. Then the referee blew his whistle and play started. Jeffrey and Nathan rushed out onto the field while Coach Andrews stood on the sideline. Straight away, Nathan pounced on the loose ball in midfield. Skillfully, he dribbled it towards the halfway line.
Pass it to me!
Screamed Jason, the winger running to his left. But Nathan kept on dribbling the ball up the middle of the field. Suddenly, he was tackled from behind and lost possession.
Oh, man,
groaned Jason. Coach Andrews threw his hands up in the air in frustration. Jeffrey kept his head down low to avoid his glare. A few moments later, Jeffrey sprinted down the touchline and won the ball back in a tackle. He spotted Nathan in the clear and signed him. Nathan sprinted out towards the wing. Jeffrey kicked the ball high and wide over the defenders' heads. But suddenly, there was a peep as the referee blew his whistle.
Offside!
The referee shouted. However, Nathan didn't hear the referee's whistle and kept charging with the ball at his feet. He ran at the goalkeeper and blasted the ball high into the back of the net. Nathan punched the air to celebrate scoring. No one else in his team celebrated, and Coach Andrews let out another loud groan from the sideline. Chapter 2. Learning Sign Language. At half time, Coach Andrews ran onto the field.
Jeffrey, I told you it wouldn't work. Nathan isn't fitting into our team,
he said. But Jeffrey didn't say a word. He turned around and called all of his teammates into a huddle.
Okay, everyone, listen up. Nathan is deaf,
Jeffrey said.
He can't hear you or the referee calling out to him. So we have to communicate with him using sign language. If the referee blows his whistle and stops play, show Nathan this sign.
Jeffrey chopped his right hand down on top of his left palm to show his teammates the sign language signal for stop. Jeffrey then showed his teammates some other hand signals to help them communicate with Nathan on the field.
We can do this,
cried Jeffrey. All of the players put their hands together in a circle and let out a loud
Wow!
Then the referee blew his whistle and the second half started. Almost immediately, one of Jeffrey's teammates was fouled by a sliding tackle from behind. Peep! The referee's whistle blew loud and clear. Eric, the captain, signed Nathan to let him know to stop running. Nathan quickly pulled up in his tracks. He smiled and signed back to Eric to thank him. Jeffrey looked over at Coach Andrews. He noticed a small smile starting to slowly lift up his heavy frown. Chapter 3. soccer skills. As the second half went on, Jeffrey's teammates became more comfortable using sign language to communicate with Nathan. The more they included Nathan in the game, the better he played. Coach Andrews was amazed by Nathan's soccer skills. He had never seen anyone dribble the ball with such speed and precision before. When Nathan glided across the grass, he looked as though he was running with the ball glued to his foot. As the game neared its end, the scores were locked at 1-1. Coach Andrews watched anxiously as his team launched attack after attack on the other team's defence. Suddenly, Jeffrey dribbled the ball between two defenders. He saw Nathan unmarked. He signed Nathan to tell him he was going to pass the ball. Nathan took off like a rocket. Jeffrey passed the ball high and wide out towards the right wing. The referee watched the ball flying through the air, holding his whistle between his lips. But Nathan was onside. He dodged a diving tackle from behind, then raced towards the goalkeeper. He rounded the goalkeeper and hammered the ball high up into the net. Nathan jumped in the air and punched the sky with delight. This time, everyone in his team jumped up and celebrated as well.
Woohoo!
Cheered Jeffrey. Chapter 4. End of the game. The referee looked down at his watch and blew his whistle to signal the end of the game. Nathan was swamped by a sea of yellow shirts.
You did it! You did it! You won us the game!
Bellowed Jeffrey. Coach Andrews rushed onto the field, sporting a beaming smile.
Jeffrey, what can I say?
He said loudly.
I was wrong, and you were right. Nathan fitted into our team perfectly.
No worries, Coach,
smiled Jeffrey. Coach Andrews jogged over to Nathan and patted him on the back. He didn't say a word to Nathan. He just gave him a friendly hand signal that he knew everyone else on the team was sure to understand.